You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We have several callers on hold already, and it'll be fun to see what their questions are. And what's going on here in Sweet Home, Alabama? Nothing too super exciting, just the leaves are starting to turn. My camellias are in bloom, which is fun. And it's still pretty good. I went for my walk this morning with a t-shirt and shorts on. So chilling down a little bit into the 50s and 60s at night, but really gorgeous and sunny and in the low to mid 70s during the day. So it's pretty hard to beat Alabama weather, you guys. So I hope everything's going well wherever you are. And let's go ahead and go to the phones. And I believe our first caller is Arian. And let me see. Hi there. Arian, are you with us?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. How are you, girl?
Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Yeah, it's good to hear from you. Good to be here.
Thank you. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
Hi, I live in Santa Monica, California, which
we
might have the best weather. I know you think Alabama does, but I don't know. Santa Monica gives you a run for your money.
Yeah, I don't have the strand with the palm trees like you do.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's pretty nice where you are. It can get cold in LA. I mean, I've been at the Hollywood Bowl with a winter coat on before, and in August or September at night. But it gets chilly. But you don't get much of that white stuff. Although, gosh, what year was that? Probably in the mid 80s when I lived there. We got snow. It was just bizarre. We got a dusting of snow in Westlake Village.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Crazy. I don't know that they got it at the beach, but we got it. And and it lasted about 20 minutes or something. But every once in a while, like up in Valencia and some of those areas, there'll be snow close into LA. But certainly you can see the snow in the wintertime on the mountains surrounding LA.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. Well, good. Well, do you have a question for me this evening?
I do, Julie. I have mold in my apartment, and I don't know where it's coming. That's been affecting my health. That I realized through talking with you that, I would love to your support in narrowing down where this mold is coming from, so that I can take care of it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we did a private session. What, 2 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. And that was really fun. I enjoyed having you for a whole hour. Okay, so
Thank you.
I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to you, and then from you, I'm going to scan your apartment.
Okay.
And we'll just go through it and see where the mold is. Remind me, when we talked before, did you have a leak from somebody above you? Did you tell me? Am I remembering that?
Yes, twice there's been, water leaks from above and the apartment. Yes, so a water leak from above and a water leak on the side. Twice, maybe three times, there's been water leaks in the apartment. And
since
I live
you've lived there?
On the beach. Yeah, since I've lived here, yes. I don't have any carpet. They changed everything to tile floors, which is great. But I do live two blocks from the beach, so it's just humid.
Right.
And it's an old building. It's probably built in the 50s.
poor baby. She lives two blocks from the beach.
I know, poor me. And I do notice that, there, I mean, there's lots of dust. I leave my windows open because it's so beautiful. I get lots of dust. And I do know in the bathroom, it could get mildew really easily just because it's damp and, you know, it's a little enclosed. So,
Okay. All right. And tell everybody what your symptoms are from having mold.
Okay. Exposure. Yeah. So for years, I have been very fatigued. And it's gotten, sometimes it's better and sometimes it's worse. But I used to have fatigue so much, like dragging, like really hard to get out of bed. And then I had a major depression in the last year, which I've never had in my life. I'm also 47, so I'm going through hormonal changes as well. But I also have inner ear itching for like over 10 years that no one has been able to help me with, that it's just a constant itch until I put like a little steroid cream in there. And then I have some joint problems of like my knees are starting to get sticky, and I had a surgery in my big toe joint that was from inflammation that you had pinpointed was from the mold. So, and then I also have a shoulder. I had rotator cuff tears as well. So just like inflammation in the body. And for so many years, I have not known where it's coming from because I eat really clean and, you know, I work out, like I'm super healthy. So it's just like, where is this inflammation coming from? And that's what you pinpointed in our private session was it's from the mold.
Right. Cause we saw mold in your body, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You pulled out some really old mold. Mm-hmm. And then you said there was some newer, lighter, like it wasn't as drastic, but there was definitely some lighter mold too, newer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to you energetically, and then we'll go into your house. And how I do that, everybody, especially those of you who are first-time listeners, is I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because when our spirits are attached to a body, we vibrate more slowly just because the body has mass. And so by raising my vibrational level, I can communicate with spirits that are alive, spirits that are dead. I can see buildings. It's called non-local reality. I can be in different places all at the same time. So that's what I'm going to do. I turn my abilities on and off at will. And so it takes me a nanosecond to turn as my son calls them, my spidey powers. What do they call them? Spidey senses? With Spider-Man? Stop. So here we go. Okay, laser beams heading out to you. And Santa Monica, got you. All right, so let's just go through your apartment. We're walking in the front door. So are you on ground level?
Yes, I'm on ground level.
Okay, that's what it looks like. All right, so I'm walking in the front door. So it smells mildewy to me just walking in the front door energetically. Is that right? I mean, it smells...
No, it doesn't smell mildewy. No, it doesn't.
Okay. I'm picking it up, but I'm super sensitive to that.
Yeah.
I'm like the canary in the coal mine when it comes to mold. I can tell in an instant when I walk in a room or a building. Okay, so I'm walking in. What's straight back? Do you have like a sliding glass door or something that goes out the back?
So straight back, so when you walk in, and if I were to walk straight back, it goes basically straight back is straight into the bathroom. And the bathroom has, it's a sliding window.
Gotcha. All right.
And it's old, and that's where like mildew shows up for sure.
Yeah. I think you've got mildew, but do you have tile in that bathroom on the wall?
Yeah, there's tile in the walls.
Yeah, I think there's mildew behind there. Okay, so when I come out of there, and what's on the floor, linoleum?
It's tile on the floor of the bathroom.
Okay, and then the cabinets have been there for a while?
No, the cabinets are new because when I had the water damage, when the water damage happened, they had to redo the bathroom, so that's when they put the tile up. And then they put in new fixtures in the bathroom.
Okay. Put the tile in your shower and also on the floor?
Yes. Yes. No, it was already on the floor, but they put it in the shower.
Okay. All right. I think you've got some mold growing behind the tile in the shower. So is it a tub and then you have a shower curtain with it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. you're going to laugh at me when I say this. Get a portable fan and an extension cord and plug it in. And when you get out of the shower and when you leave during the day, just let the fan blow in it to dry it out really good.
Okay. Okay.
And that will help a lot.
Yeah, that makes total sense, because we've talked about this with my landlord, because I don't own it, that that we know they've known we need an exhaust in there, because there's just been all this water damage and they haven't put it in, so that makes sense, like to put a fan up and just let it all blow out.
Yeah, and those exhaust fans, they're not that great. Sound good, and they'll help some, but I would just get a portable fan and I would just let it blow in there and let it blow everything around. I have a ceiling fan in our master bathroom, and when I get out of the shower and, you know, after I'm dried off and stuff, and when I'm standing at my vanity putting my makeup on and doing my hair and stuff, I let the ceiling fan blow and I leave the shower door open. And then when I'm done getting all beautified, then I shut the shower door, and that makes a huge difference.
And our
shower's, you know, three-sided glass. It's kind of at an angle. So, not really. Yeah, it's kind of at an angle, but where the shower door is flat, and then it's got two sides from that. That's all glass.
Yeah.
So I would consider that. Check your shower curtain, because shower curtains can get moldy, and it's usually the liner that's in there. So check that.
Yeah. I don't know how to tell. I mean, it's always mildewy, you know, but I don't know I don't know what the difference is. You know, I don't know how to tell the difference between what's mildew and mold, because it's always going to be mildewy just because, it's the same thing?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it definitely has mildew on it right now, then. I'll get a new one.
Okay.
Because it's plastic, so I never had to know how to do that, because it always gets mildewy pretty easily.
Right. Right. So I would do that. And then there's that spray. I think I sent you the link to it.
Yeah, I already bought it. I have it.
Great. For those of you listening, it's called Home Biotic, and you can get it on Amazon, or you can get it at bulletproof.com. And it's a non-toxic, non-scented. It doesn't have any fragrance, and it's clear, and it has bacteria in it that eats the mold. So I would consider spraying that on your shower curtain when you get out of the shower. And I think
each time. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get a new one and then just spray it on there each time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would do that. I think that's where the majority of the mold is. The other place that I'm seeing it is I'm seeing it above the ceiling. On that side, so as I'm coming in the front and I'm going straight to the back, what's on the left side?
If I walk in and go straight back, to the left is a guest room, and our apartments are small, so I mean it's just two bedroom. It's just a small two bedroom. So you go straight to the back. There's guest room on the left, my room's on the right, and the bathroom's in the middle.
Okay. Okay, and then what's coming forward from there on the left?
On the left-hand side, so if you were to not go all the way, so if you walked in the front door and you were not go to all the way to the back, in the front room is just the living room, and then on the very left side, just a few steps over, is the kitchen.
Okay. All right. There's mold on the left side of your house. So if I divided your house in half, you know, the right side and the left side, there's mold in the ceiling on the left side.
Oh, okay.
So where was the water leak on the left side? Was it?
It wasn't there, though. It wasn't anywhere near there.
Okay.
Never had any issues. No, I've never had anything in the kitchen or that guest room. I mean, it wasn't on that left side. It was always, the water issues were by the bathroom. And then two water issues in the bathroom. And then the only other one was in my room, which is on the right-hand side, that backs up to the neighbor's bathroom. And their bathroom was leaking into my bedroom wall.
Yeah. And did they take the drywall out and redo it?
Yeah, every time they do, they take the drywall off and they let it dry. They bring the big fans on and, you know, let it dry for like a week, and then they redo it. So they've done that every time.
Okay. All right. I think your room's okay. So I think it's primarily in your bathroom is where the problem is.
Okay.
But those mold spores are getting throughout the apartment. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, so with the one in the ceiling, and if it's in the ceiling in the left-hand side and then also behind the tile, you know, like, I mean, is there anything I can do for that? Or
I think if you spray that homebiotic spray, run that fan in your bathroom, it's going to make a big difference.
Okay.
Yeah, so I hope that helps, and
yeah.
I'm going to need to run to get to some other callers, but thanks so much
for calling
in.
Thank you so much, yes.
You bet.
Yes, for sure. I'm so glad to be here.
Thanks,
Julie.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who else we have. I believe our next caller is LaShonda. Hi, LaShonda.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Doing well.
Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
West Palm. What's happening down there?
Nothing much. Beautiful weather. Gotta tell you.
Good. We're talking sea to shining sea tonight, girl. We go from California to Florida.
Yeah.
The left coast to the right coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Do you have a question for me this evening?
Okay, sure. I guess, to ask about my sounds weird, my epiglottis. For some reason, I tend to think that I'm always swallowing something down the wrong way. And I always think that, you know, little flap is always opening at the most weird times.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So explain what an epiglottis is to everybody.
It's a little flap of cartilage that covers your windpipe.
Okay, and you just feel like you're when you swallow, it's just kind of going down the wrong pipe kind of thing?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I think that, or I haven't even swallowed yet, and I think, you know, while I'm in the process of chewing, something's, you know, going there, like it opened or something. Or, you know, just having a conversation sometimes, you know, we're always swallowing from time to time. I'll just feel like maybe saliva went down sometimes. It's just really weird. From time to time it happens.
Do you notice that it's more pronounced with certain food that you eat, LaShonda, than other times?
No, I've never really paid attention to that, no.
Okay.
Because
All right.
sometimes it happens when I'm not eating. So, like I said, sometimes saliva might go down that way.
Okay.
It's like, oh.
Okay. Well, let me get you on my radar and let me take a look at it. Let me take a look at your throat and see what it looks like. So here comes my laser beam from Alabama heading south to you in West Palm. Got you. Shoot energy from your feet up through the top of your head. Okay, I'm looking at you from behind. Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a little bit of something going on because what I'm watching happen is I'm watching like a little laser procedure happening, almost like it's getting trimmed. Which is interesting because I would think it would be the opposite of that it would be bigger. But I'm watching like a little flap close. I'm getting that it is kind of an allergic thing to something that you're eating. So let me see if I can get a read on what it is. So are you eating anything with peanuts in it?
Not very often. I don't eat peanuts very often.
Okay, peanut butter, anything with peanuts?
Not very often. Not very often at all. Peanuts aren't my favorite. I don't dislike them. I just don't eat them often.
Okay, how about other kinds of nuts?
Not very often unless they happen to be in some food or something. But I seldom ever eat peanut butter or, you know, nut butters or what have you.
I'm getting nut. I'm getting peanuts. So, again, there may be peanut oil used in something you're eating or something. Or sometimes you'll see foods that will say peanuts and other nuts used in this manufacturing plant.
Yes.
So that's what I'm getting. I'm getting it's an allergic reaction to something that you're eating. So Right now I'm getting peanuts, but we can talk more about it another time.
Okay.
As far as other things. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
But,
thank you.
But just kind of be cognizant of peanuts and peanut butter and stuff made in factories that where peanuts are used and all of that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes, absolutely. My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Miss Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, girl?
I'm fine. How's everything with you?
It's fab. Just fab. How are things up there? I know where you're from. Tell everybody.
I'm from Queens, New York.
Yeah. What's happening up there?
Nothing much. My family's expecting a new addition.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, wonderful. My cousin is about to be a father for the first time at the age of 48.
Fabulous.
Yeah, 48. Right, and my aunt, my blood aunt, my father's sister, is going to be a grandmother for the first time at the age of 82.
Oh, my gosh.
My mother became a grandmother for the first time at the age of 83.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So this is my question. I want to go on vacation. And right now the baby is expecting around the due date is the day after Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it's like right now I'm debating when to go on vacation. So I'm just like wondering whether baby I live in Queens, New York. My cousin lives up in Westchester County in White Plains area, which is just an hour 15-minute drive from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm wondering, it's like 7 more weeks until the baby is expected. Like, what do you see? Will the baby be born early? Will the baby be born on Christmas? It's like, you know, the baby's born. I might be going up there to see the baby, but I'm trying to not go on be on vacation when that happens. Because when my niece was born the day before I went on vacation. And we were going over to my brother's house 3 or 4 times while I was on vacation. And this vacation, I need to do some stuff, and I just want to make sure. You know, let me see the baby about 2 times, and then let me go do what I need to do.
I get that it's in your best interest to take your vacation later in January.
Okay.
You don't want it to interfere at all.
Right. All right.
I think the baby's gonna come around that time.
I keep telling my cousin because he owns a restaurant. I say, "Oh boy, it would be wonderful if it's a New Year's baby." And then you know, will it be a New Year's baby?
I think it'll be born before New Year's. But I gotta tell you, Patty, so many of these moms are, you know, they're being induced so that the baby's born when it's convenient. And with it being right around Christmas, right now I'm getting that the baby's going to be born after Christmas but before New Year's. So I think that week in between. Now, that's at this moment in time. That can change because, future events, there are a million variables that come into play. And
I'm just saying when to go on vacation. So it's like, you know, I was thinking about going on vacation the Saturday after New Year's, like the first Saturday. So I think I might be safe around that time.
I think if you go mid to late January, you'll be great.
Okay. All right. So the baby will be born. Like, the baby's expected the day after Christmas. So you think the baby's going to be born later?
I think the baby right now, there's a good chance the baby will be born the week between Christmas and New Year's.
All right, that's when the baby's expected anyway. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
But I just want the baby to be healthy. That's all I want. I want the baby to be healthy.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, let's see who our next caller is. I believe it's Glenda. Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
How are you, girl? Good. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
All righty. Well, terrific. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Got a question for me?
I do. So for the past about 7 years, I have developed a phobia of driving on the freeways or on highways or basically anywhere above 50 miles an hour. And I used to be very free-spirited, and I would take road trips all the time, and I feel like I'm handicapped in that way, and I can't help my spouse out with driving on the freeway, and it's become really frustrating because it's also starting to affect my work. Mm-hmm. And I've tried medication. I've tried psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, essential oils. I mean, you name it. And I don't know if there's some other thing that is causing this. Am I putting myself in the way? I guess my question is, how can I overcome this?
Was there an event that precipitated you feeling like this with driving on a freeway? Were you in an accident or something? Or
I wasn't personally in an accident, but a few years before my phobia developed, a friend of my sister's passed away in an accident, and because I used to work in the medical examiner's office, I had to order a copy for their parents of the autopsy, and that really affected me. But other than that, I've never witnessed an accident. I've never been in an accident, thankfully. That would be the only event that I can say may have contributed.
Okay. Do you think that it's worth checking out to see if there's a past life connection with this?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Okay. All right. Here's how I do past life stuff, Glenda. I imagine walking down this endless hallway with really narrow walls, and it has very tall ceilings, like 30, 40-foot tall ceilings. And on the walls are 12-inch by 12-inch square mirrors, and each mirror represents a different lifetime. And so we're going to imagine, I'm going to imagine myself walking down this hallway, and these all represent lifetimes of yours. And we'll ask a question, are there any lifetimes that correlate with Glenda's phobia of wanting to drive on highways? And the ones that have a connection will come out from the wall almost as if they're on a hydraulic arm. And then I'll say, show me the one that correlates the most. That one will come out. I'll envision myself walking into it, and I'll be shown some kind of a scene, and then we'll go from there, okay, mm-hmm. And figure out what's happening. So here we go. Here I am walking down. My eyes are closed. I'm envisioning myself walking down this hallway. Okay, are there any of Glenda's past lives that are having an effect in this current life on her phobia or her fear of driving on highways and driving at fast speeds? Okay, there's bunches of them that are coming out. All right, so show me the one that correlates the most. Okay, it's pretty far down on the left, Glenda. So I'm in front of it. I'm going into it. So I'm walking into it. Okay, well, you're going to laugh when I tell you this. In 1947, you were a fighter pilot for the RAF. RAF is the Royal Air Force, which was the, you know, in England, the Brit.
Right.
Okay. So what happened with this? Okay, you were born and raised in Chelsea. Your name was Robert in that lifetime. So okay, you made an emergency landing in one of those airplanes, and you landed on a road going really fast, and your plane slammed into something because you couldn't stop enough, and you didn't make it. Okay, so that's where this phobia, I think, is partially coming from. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove that past life memory from your stuff, And past lives have an effect on us because the memory stays in our DNA, Glenda. We aren't necessarily cognizant of past life memories after about the age of 6 or so, because our filters start to mature enough that we don't remember things. Little kids remember things from past lives. And there are countless stories about little kids saying, well, you know, you're my favorite mommy. And the mom's going, I'm your only mommy. And they go, no, mom, here's how it works. And so anyways, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to push that past life memory out of your system. And it comes out of your pores and it looks like blue vapor to me. It's like, I laugh, I say, you know those commercials at Christmas time and we're getting into the holidays for chia pets? You know, chia. Instead of having bean sprouts growing out of your little pores, you've got blue vapor coming out of your pores. And so I make several passes through it. I know, my visuals are hilarious at times. I don't know where I came up with that chia pet thing. But okay, so one more pass. All right, now there's sparkly energy that comes in, and that fills in this space where that past life energy is. The reason we don't remember our past lives is because we want to have the experience of this lifetime. And we build on all of our past lives, but we're not cognizant of what's happened in our past lives necessarily. So see if that makes a difference for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. The other thing I'm getting is get in the car and just try different speeds on a road that's not very heavily traveled.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of work up to it. So go, you know, what's comfortable, and then speed it up a little bit. You can always bring it back down. And then when you feel comfortable, maybe at 5 miles over where you did before, then up at another 5 miles. When you start feeling panicky, stop. Go back to where you're comfortable. And then next time you go out, bring it up a little bit further. Kind of like when you're recovering from being sick or a surgery and you walk a little farther each day.
Right.
I think try that. I think this is going to make a difference for you. So let me know what you experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who else we have. We've got a caller from the 310 area code. Hi, this is Julie. Who's this?
Is this me, Sherry?
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm actually from L.A., but I'm in San Francisco right now. So I'm calling you from San Francisco.
That's terrific.
And it's lovely, lovely day here today.
Well, good.
I had a private session with you recently, and
yes,
I am just
did.
Experiencing some, I'm still experiencing some really bad, strange pain in my stomach. It's like almost not even my stomach. It's like up under my ribs. On my right side, and it's so hard, it almost feels like a mass to me, and I'm concerned about it. So I thought I'd call in and see if you could tell me any more about why this is occurring.
What did we come up with last time, Sherry?
Well, I'm having like swelling in my feet and my legs, and that you saw old mold, but also yeast. Candida, and I'm taking Niastat, Niastat tablets for that, and I'm taking the olive leaf extract because I'm like, I've got to get rid of this. I can't stand it anymore. And I feel like I'm having incrementally differences, like not much, but a little.
Mm-hmm.
Probably doesn't help that I haven't cut entirely all sugar out.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm getting to that. I'm just traveling. It's making it really hard. But my stomach, it's like this. It's like my stomach is definitely fat, but I also have this, like, it feels so hard and it's painful on where it feels hard, almost sore.
Okay. All right. Let me get you on my radar and see. When you first start on Niastatin, it can kill off, it'll kill off the yeast, which that's what we want it to do. And the yeast release their toxins into the GI tract and also into the bloodstream. So sometimes you can feel worse for a few days when you're just getting started. But if you hang in there, it'll get better. But let me check this part. And you said it's on the right side under your ribs?
Well, it both sides, but especially bad on the right. And I actually was having this before I started the niastatin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think it's bloating. I really do. I think it's bloating from the yeast and from, if you can stay off of everything processed, try that for a few days, like anything white, sugar, flour, you know, anything. Right. If it's whole food, eat it. If it's processed food, stay away from it. Just try that for a few days and see if that makes a difference. I'm just seeing yeast, like, how, you know, I know you've seen, if you have milk and you shake it in the jug, you know, the plastic jug that they come in, those gallon containers, you see the bubbles up at the top that come?
Right.
That's what your stomach looks like.
Yeah, and I do notice that it feels a little bit better in the morning, and then as the day goes by and I eat a meal, it feels worse.
Yeah.
It gets harder.
Lots of water, so that's just bloating from the bubbles. So lots of water.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to eat fruit, peel it. Try and eat whole food stuff.
Okay.
You know, that kind of
all
stuff.
Right.
Stay away from the sugar and anything processed. That's all that I see going on. You're going to be a lot better. Stay on it. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling.
So much.
All right, have
all right,
fun up there.
Care.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 533-677-pound. You can find this information a bunch of different places. On my website, AskJulieRyan.com, it's on the homepage. You can also find it anywhere you download podcasts. It's in the show notes, and also on YouTube in the show notes. When you're on my site, sign up for my blog, and it's a question that somebody has submitted online, and I'll answer it. And in the show notes, or in the email notes, is the show information. And when you're on my site, sign up for a session, and then we'll have a whole hour to discuss whatever you want to talk about. Since I'm a businesswoman that learned how to do woo-woo, and I'm a buffet of psychicness, we can talk to your deceased loved ones. I can do a medical scan on you. We can communicate with your pets. I can scan them. We can do like what we did with our first caller. I can scan buildings for you. We can do past life stuff. We can talk about spirit guides. I can tell how close to death somebody is if you have a loved one who you think might be dying. So whatever you want to talk about over that hour, it makes it really interesting. And it's usually a lot of fun. We usually have a lot of fun during that hour. Here's the question that was submitted this week. And it comes from a gal named Kat. And Kat lives in Spain. And she said, "Hi, Julie. Tuned into Dr. Northrup's show on Hay House Radio for the first time today and was fascinated by your interview. Can you please psychically tune in to both me and our house here in Ibiza?" And I think they pronounce it Ibiza, but it looks like Ibiza with a Z to me. So I'm probably butchering it. But she went on to say, "I had a wonderful pregnancy, and although a planned home water birth ended up being a day at the hospital with an emergency C-section, my physical/emotional response to this disappointment has lasted 2 years. I don't believe this to be simply postnatal depression or fallout from the postpartum thyroiditis or adrenal fatigue I experienced. There's more to it. But even as a Reiki master, I can't get to the bottom of it, nor has anyone else been able to. I'd be deeply appreciative of your assistance. Thanks, Kat." And here's my response. "Hi, Kat. Thanks for your question and for your kind words about my interview with Dr. Northrup. By the way, she's fabulous, you guys. If you have the opportunity to check her out, it's drnorthrup.com, N-O-R-T-H-R-U-P. I've been following her, gosh, for 30 years. She taught me so much, and it was such an honor for me to be on her show. I went on to say, in order to get some information for you, I did a medical scan and energetically connected to you in Spain. once I got a picture of you in my mind's eye, I was able to see, again in my mind's eye, that you were very low in estrogen. You look like a woman in menopause. To help you feel better, I added energetic estrogen to your body, and you immediately responded and looked healthy. When I see a woman that looks like they're in menopause, their energy field to me looks like a raisin, with all those crinkles on a raisin. And then when I shoot energetic estrogen into them, that raisin plumps up, and those crinkles and wrinkles go away. Kind of like if you soaked your raisin in boiling hot water before you put it in a recipe for oatmeal raisin cookies. That's how I can tell when a woman is low in estrogen. I went on to say, since having a baby and being in menopause at the same time didn't make sense to me, I thought, this is an immaculate birth here, I decided to call Christine Paletti, MD, MS, FACOG, which is Fellow of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, my personal OBGYN, who now specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is also known as BHRT, for her thoughts about what I was seeing with regard to your situation. Dr. Paletti, who's been an OBGYN for many decades, said, quote, during breastfeeding, women's hormones are negligible, meaning their sex hormones, their estrogen, their progesterone, their testosterone. She went on to say, quote, the new mother's body produces prolactin, a hormone enabling females to produce breast milk, which causes a major decrease in estrogen, and that also adrenal fatigue makes all hormone levels decrease, end quote. In addition, Dr. Paletti said she's seen with her patients that, quote, having a baby later in life, she's talking about late 30s, early 40s and older, can contribute to an earlier onset of menopause, end quote. I had never heard that before, and so I asked her about that. I said, what? And I said, can I find more information on that? And she said, I don't know that there's a lot out there, but she said, after 40 years of delivering babies and working with pregnant moms, she said, I've just seen it in my practice over and over and over again. I thought that was really interesting. So it may be out there, but I haven't taken the time to Google it. Based on what I saw when scanning you combined with this information from Dr. Paletti, I believe you're in need of hormones. It seems as if you're being affected by postnatal and menopausal conditions all at the same time. Having said all that, my recommendation is to eat a whole foods diet, and I put in parentheses, if God made it, eat it. If man made it, avoid it. Get as much sleep as possible and find a physician to help you with BHRT. That's the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. That's what that stands for. And you can find a physician at A4M, the letter A, number 4, letter M.com. And that's the American Association of Anti-Aging Medicine. You can find a physician there. I know all of this sounds easier said than done. However, right now, your priority needs to be you and your baby so you can feel well again. Hope this information helps. So I learned a lot from my physician on that one, and I hope that helps you too, Kat. Okay, let's go back to the phone and see who else we have. I believe our next caller, Susie. Hi, Suze.
Thank you, Julie. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I just wanted to say I did last week, time I got to speak with you, you said that you got a yes on me getting an AFO brace. So I got that. It just arrived in the mail today, so I'll be wearing that on my right ankle. And I realized that before I have surgery scheduled on that temporarily or tentatively for December 13th, and by the 26th I have to either go to the pre-op or not. And I know that I would love to cancel this surgery, and I thought I'd just check with you. I know in the past you've thought that I did not, that I'd be able to, the tear in the tendon would heal enough, or the inflammation would go down enough so that I would not have to have surgery, and I can cancel that and let someone else take that spot. And I just thought I'd check with you today and see if you can see how it looks and send some of your healing energy, because I always feel so much better. I do feel like it's getting better, and I'm seeing improvement times when there's no pain at all, like Saturday. So that was awesome. And so
wonderful.
I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay, terrific. Okay, let me get you on my radar and see what's going
on.
See how it looks this week. So here we go. Laser beams heading back out to the left coast. Got you. Okay. It's healing, Suze. It's healing.
Good.
Yeah, it's healing.
So I think play it by ear. Wear that brace and play it by ear, and, you know, don't be a little wild child kamikaze girl out there, you know, and just lay low with the holidays coming. You know, let people wait on you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Easier said than done, right? Yeah. No, I think that's good that you have those scheduled, and then let's look at it again. You'll know what the right thing is to do.
Thank you. And, you know, a friend of mine sent me something today saying she's at John of God in Brazil, and she said that she could have him look at my picture, and if I agree to drink no alcohol and take passion flower pill herbs for 2 months, that, you know, there can be a healing. Do you see that's okay? This in my best interest?
Yeah.
I felt like I wanted to try it.
Oh,
I never heard of passion flower herbs or pills.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. I know other people that have been there, and they've had just miraculous.
Okay, well, I'm excited about that too then. Well, thank you so much. Bless you.
And I think you have to wear white or something when you're doing that.
No, she didn't tell me that, but she said just I needed for 2 months no alcohol and no pepper, no black pepper and hot pepper. So I'm good with that.
So you'll have to be a teetotaler over the holidays.
Yeah, that'd be fine. So thank you
That'll
so much.
Fine. You're welcome. Keep healing, Sue. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for sending your healing energy. It's always so great.
You got it. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I believe our next caller is Musa. Hi, Musa.
Hey, Julie.
How are you, sir?
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Terrific. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
Today I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, great. We're having everybody on the coast. This is so funny. I don't think we've had anybody that hasn't been on a coast tonight. What's up with that? Everybody's been, Arizona. Okay. That was it. Everybody else is from the coast. That's great. Okay. What's happening with you? How may I help you, sir?
Lately I've been having some knee pain, both right and left knee. I wanted to get it checked out, get your opinion on it.
Yeah, your right knee is more inflamed than your left knee, isn't it? It hurts more.
That's right. That's right knee.
You got more inflammation in your right knee. I hooked into you already when you got on the line. Just for time's sake. Okay. All right. I'm looking at you from behind. Okay. So I'm seeing a little bit of a cartilage thing going on in your right knee. So I'm watching stem cell energy get injected between the joint there to give you some more cartilage, some more padding, and then it'll centrifuge. Stem cell energy, Musa, looks to me like clear gel, and it has sparkles in it. Anything that's a healing energy that I see always has sparkles in it, which I think is just fabulous. I don't know if that's just me or if it really has sparkles in it, but it does. And then once it gets put into a body part, it centrifuges, and that turns it into bone or cartilage or brain matter or heart tissue or whatever is needed. So it's centrifuging right now. That's going to give you more cartilage. Let me see the left. A little bit on the left. The left one looks like you need a chiropractic adjustment on that one. It's not as inflamed on the left one. Yeah, I would go see a chiropractor on both of them. I think you can use an adjustment, but the left one's just out of line. That's what's going on with that. So
yeah,
I'm not seeing any meniscal tears. I think it's just the left one's out of whack. The right one, you got a little bit of cartilage thing going on, but you should have more padding in there after I'm done with you here this evening.
Right on. Thank you so much, Julie.
You are most welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You bet. Take care. You too. Okay. And then I believe our next caller is Natalicia. Hi, Natalicia.
Hey, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay, thanks. I don't have any questions. I always like to listen in. So.
Oh, good. Okay, but tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Hilton Head, South Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. It's another coast. Isn't that hysterical? What's up with that tonight? Gosh.
Yeah.
We're, you know, Arizona and Alabama. So we've got all of our callers calling in from the coast or states that start with A's. There's got to be some
correlation there. See, if I was a astrologist or something, astrologer, I guess. Astrologist, is that a name? Is that a word? I think if I was an astrologer, it would we would be able to come up with some correlation there. Funny enough, when I had my 40th birthday, I had 9 of my best girlfriends fly in from all over the country, Melicia, and we all met in New Orleans for the weekend. Yeah. We had a blast. It was so much fun. And everybody that was there either had a birthday on the same day or had a birthday either a day before or a day after somebody else there. Isn't that wild?
Yes,
that bizarre? We figured that out, you know, after probably going through lots of bottles of wine. We all figured that out. So, all right. Well, thanks for calling. You know, you can download the show on anywhere you get podcasts, and you can listen to it anytime. But I love when you call in each week.
Yes. Well,
or when you can.
Thank you.
When you can. Okay. Well, have a good week.
Thank you, Nijibi. Same to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. That's it for our callers this evening. Remember to follow me on Instagram at Ask Julie Ryan. Write a review about why you like the podcast on iTunes at Ask Julie Ryan. Go to iTunes.com/AskJulieRyan and subscribe to my blog at AskJulieRyan.com, and you will be submitted into a drawing for a free one-hour session valued at $155. So that will be fun, and we announce the winner on the first Thursday of every month. And we've had several winners so far each month. And the reason I do that, everybody, is because I so appreciate you all listening, and I really appreciate the people that take the time to call in to the show and ask their questions. And I know $155 is a lot of money to people, especially going into the holidays. So, you know, sign up for the drawing. You may win. And that's why I do the show, too, so people can call in and it's free and then get their questions answered. With that, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and a good part of next week. And please call in next week. Submit your questions online. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at Ask Julie Ryan and like her on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.